Welcome to PodTech.net podcast here at the Sundance Film Festival with Sean Maloney, the Executive Vice President at the Mobility Group of Intel. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much, John.
You were on stage at CES with Paul Otellini. It was a really great event. You guys announced Vive, Centrino, upgrades to Centrino dual core, all kinds of great stuff happening. Total new entertainment model. We're here at Sundance Film Festival. The big question is why Intel at Sundance?
Well, the whole entertainment world has gone digital, right? It's over. It's done. It's a done deal. And Sundance itself is a very friendly environment to technology because the independent crowd who are here are experimenters. And they experiment on the production side, they experiment on the distribution side, and they experiment with digital technologies. So we've been coming here a few years, and we always learn a lot, and we always walk away doing deals.
What are some of the things that you're seeing in terms of some of the technology trends? It's not about just being mobile. It's cutting across multiple, if you will, technology silos. What's your view on that?
Well, you're right that this is a special time again. I mean, things are moving as quick as they were back in 97. People then say, well, gee, are we going to have another bubble? And is the thing going to burst? But the difference this time is there has been a massive shift of media over to the internet already. Your listeners are demonstrating by listening to you, right? And that is every month now something pretty dramatic is happening. Our role in it is just to keep moving the microprocessor ahead. Every time you bury more intelligence in something, the device gets more useful. You know, the iPod is going to get incrementally more useful as a device. The new PCs that are coming out are going to be astonishingly good at doing video editing, right? So we're just trying to work with as many people as possible to tap into that creativity. That's why we're here.
Sean, on the mobility side, obviously there's a lot of diversity, you know, new handsets. We were just at the Intel booth up the street here at the Film Center, and we were looking at a company that's putting 10 full-featured movies on SD cards. How is the mobility side in terms of the entertainment and computing models changing, and where do you see that going, and what's your view on a roadmap there in terms of for users?
I think from a user's point of view, it's pretty chaotic. And out of multiple competing standards, kind of like looming out of the fog, suddenly one of them emerges as a winner, and it's very difficult to predict. Podcasting, right? A classic example. There were plenty of MP3 players around for years, and then along came the iPod. When it comes to things like digital rights management, or the format with which a consumer is going to get information, there are so many competing standards. And, you know, maybe some people would say, gee, that's unfair, but that's the reality of it. It's a kind of creative chaos, right? And I think over the next 3-4 years, people are going to just play with lots of different types of technologies. The cell phone is a classic example. The world's hottest cell phone market is China, right? There's not a single cell phone in the Chinese market that has more than 1% share. Right, so you imagine the incredible diversity of kinds of devices. And another fact to amaze your friends in parties, these phones increasingly have a shorter life cycle. In North Asia, it's down to as little as 4 months from introduction to obsolescence. So it's this kind of Darwinian frenzy of stuff being thrown out there. It's chaos, but it's good.
I mean, obviously, with mobility, we're living now in the internet age where it's a global economy, global computing environment with the platform of the internet that's out there. And the United States is behind. What are you guys learning from overseas that could help the U.S. get ahead faster?
Well, the U.S. is still ahead in terms of just sheer weird and wacky creativity, right? And, if you look at the most unusual startups, the one that kind of make you scratch your head and think, what the heck are they doing that for? That's always in the US, right? What the heck do you want to do a search engine for? But it's true that the US is behind in the deployment of broadband, and at the moment it's concerning rather than a crisis. It'll probably be a crisis another 5 or 6 times if years' time if nothing happens. You know, the good news is we have a time machine, which is, you know, you get on a plane to Korea, you get off, and essentially how people use technology is how they're going to use it in the United States in a few years. So what we do is we tend to go into North Asia constantly, both, you know, we're based there manufacturing and designing, and we're also looking at what people are doing. What the average Korean kid is doing is typically going to be what, you know, American kids are going to do in 2 to 3 years' time.
What are you seeing rising out of this usage pattern? and the consumption pattern, how they're using technology and media.
I think that in the Korean broadband community, you first started to see contributory news. So you started to see people contributing to magazines in the way now that, you know, everybody does it. Most of the websites for Western newspapers now have "What's Your Say" kind of pieces, right? All of that stuff started over in Korea. A lot of it did. You're also seeing people linking their cell phones, their PCs, into a common shared web space. If you go out with people socially in the evening with their digital camera, they're popping pictures on the phone, that's automatically uploading to a web space. When you go back in the evening, you then edit it, and the following morning, you know, you've got the URL sent out to the people who are at the party, you know? If it was a really good party, it's a password-protected website.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was never there unless there's video or pictures. Yeah. What? There's video and pictures?
Exactly.
I was never there. That's and not then, me.
And then you can use, you know, Photoshop to add some interesting details. You know, you're seeing people link the devices, and then, of course, there are now more young people on the web in China than there are in the US, which is astonishing. So what those people are doing in terms of online gaming, of course, is a big deal.
One of the things that always impressed me about the computer revolution was the notion of time. Tasks were done. I remember when the spreadsheets first came out and also applications evolved, time was something that happened very quickly. You get things done faster.
Yeah.
Now we're in a real-time environment. You're talking about pictures. I'm at a party. I'm uploading to a Flickr account. Things are happening real-time. What do you see as the notion of time and as a, with users and technology? I mean, it's real-time environment. What are the trends you're seeing there?
Well, you know, obviously people are, the more people use the PC on the web, the more they multitask. So it's common to see somebody ripping an audio CD at the same time they're uploading digital pictures and at the same time looking at websites. To be honest with you, if I'm uploading digital pictures, I don't want to sit there. I want to go off and do something else, but I don't want that to happen smoothly. And I also want to be able to rip a CD or something. I think you're seeing people do more and more. Just the same way, you know, as we all know with adolescent kids, they're multitasking. I think you'll see people doing that on PCs, listening to a radio channel at the same time they're looking at a video channel. So when we're designing the platform, we're designing it around that. The other thing is people are fanatical about wireless connection. And we go back and ask people, what do you like most about Centrino? And they'll say wireless. And if you say to people, how should we improve the computer? More and more people are saying more and more wireless. And that surprised us. We thought they'd say battery life and so on, but it's because people get hooked on the web, ever been able to see. I'd say it's healthier than it's ever been.
At CES, you guys had Hollywood on stage with basically the same notion that films can be produced and use the internet to go direct to consumers.
Yeah.
Is the new generation all about taking down middlemen and circumventing institutional bottlenecks? I mean, is Hollywood and is entertainment going to radically change, or do you see them reconfiguring around some of the technology advances?
This concept was around in the middle 90s, and it was kind of grandiosely called disaggregation, right? Which is, you know, the middleman goes away. And the concept has kind of come back to life with a vengeance in the last 9 months. I think that at the very least, there is the mother of all battles about to begin. It's already begun, right? And it's the conventional distribution channel fighting to take control of this new phenomenon. It's the people who own the pipe wanting to control it. It's the people in the computer wanting to control it. And then it's the guys in Hollywood and the content people who are saying, hey, wait a minute, why can't I control it? And that battle for who masterminds that distribution is a multi-billion, $100 billion battle that is going to dominate in the next 4 or 5 years. The landscape is going to change radically.
This is happening now.
It's happening now. Yeah, you're an example of it, right?
You guys are piping a WiMAX film into a studio, into a theater tonight at Sundance. That's
right.
An example of it.
It is.
High definition.
Well, you know, if
it's
you look...
disruptive.
It's very disruptive. If you look across, even if you don't change the existing ways of doing things, if you look across the U.S. now, you have to pre-configure a cinema multiplex days in advance. There's no reason to do that. You can configure it on the fly. If you're in San Francisco, you could look at the box office takings in New York an hour earlier and just reconfigure your 16 different movie screens with a WiMAX stream so that you don't have half-empty movies. I mean, there's so many simple things that are relatively simple technological things that are going to change the way we do things.
We're here at Sundance with Sean Maloney, Executive Vice President at Intel. Intel has been a disruptive enabler for many years, now enabling all kinds of change. Hollywood, entertainment, independent filmmakers, podcasters, you name it, software developers. Sean, thanks so much for the podcast.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.